KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 83. There is a red flag warning that'll be in effect for the entire listening area, beginning at noon and running through late this evening. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Area fire departments had a busy day on Sunday battling various grass and or field fires. At around 4 p.m., crews from Atlantic were dispatched to assist firefighters from Brayton and Exira in battling a large grass fire near 3340 Goldfinch Avenue, about a mile and a half north of Interstate 80 and a mile or so east of County Road N16 or Olive Street. Atlantic crews were recalled around 4:19 p.m. because other crews had the fire under control. The cause of that blaze was not immediately available. And a brush pile that had been burning for a couple of days was fanned by high winds Sunday afternoon near Lewis, destroying about 40 to 50 acres of cornstalk stubble. Lewis Assistant Fire Chief Tim Pope said firefighters from Lewis and Atlantic were called to the area off Indian Creek Road between Lansing Road and Highway 6 at around 5:24 p.m. Sunday. There were no injuries reported. A rental home was destroyed by fire Sunday evening in Tabor. According to reports, the fire started on a porch at 804 Main Street at around 5 p.m. Six area fire departments responded to the blaze, which was fanned by strong winds and quickly spread from the porch to the roof. It's believed no one was home at the time and all the pets inside were saved. There were no injuries reported. Firefighters remained on the scene for about 5 hours. The cause remains unknown. The state fire marshal's office was called in to investigate, and they should be on the scene sometime today. The Red Cross was assisting the Samantha Bowers family with their immediate needs. The home was owned by Mike Perkins. Five people, four of them from Ames and a woman from Grimes, were injured during a crash involving a semi and two other vehicles Sunday morning in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says the crash that took place on Interstate 80 eastbound near the 48.5-mile marker happened at around 10:55 a.m. Officials say a 2007 Toyota Camry driven by 24-year-old Jinjiao Li of Ames was traveling westbound in the left lane as a semi was passing her in the right lane. The Toyota went out of control and entered the median into eastbound traffic and sideswiped a 2013 Kia Sorento driven by 31-year-old Juanita Kern of Grimes. The Kia came to rest in the ditch while the Toyota spun around in the eastbound lane and was hit by an eastbound Freightliner semi driven by 32-year-old Daniel Kohler of Mount Pleasant. The Toyota ended up in the median. Lee and three others in her vehicle suffered severe injuries and were transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic by medevac ambulance. One of the passengers in the Camry was later flown by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Kern suffered minor injuries in the crash and was also transported to CCMH for treatment. An accident on Interstate 80 eastbound in Adair County blocked one of the lanes for a little more than 40 minutes on Saturday. Stewart Fire and Rescue and Menlo Rescue were dispatched to the scene at around 3 p.m. near the 92-mile marker, but Guthrie County deputies arriving on the scene reported there were no injuries. According to scanner traffic, the vehicle, a 2011 Toyota driven by a woman from Lincoln, Nebraska, went through a cable barrier in the median. No other details are currently available. A body recovered from a lake in western Iowa is believed to be that of a farmer who was reported missing in November. The body was pulled from a lake at Oldham Recreation Area near Soldier on Saturday. Officials say the body is likely that of 66-year-old Walter Ordway from Soldier. In December, hunters found a pickup owned by Ordway near the recreation area. The Monona County Sheriff's Office says it's believed that Ordway took his dog for an outing to the recreation area on November 17th. Now, the dog fell through the ice into the freezing water. The Sheriff's Office said Ordway may have fallen into the water while trying to rescue his dog. The dog's body was found nearby. A Red Oak man was arrested early Sunday morning on an OWI charge. Red Oak police say 39-year-old Michael Wade McFarland was taken into custody at around 3 a.m. at the intersection of East Knuckles Street and Highland Avenue. McFarland was charged with OWI second offense and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. And a rural Pottawatomie County family estate has donated a huge sum of money to the Neola Fire and Rescue Department. According to the Daily Nonpareil, the Helen Darrington estate made a donation of $102,000 to Neola Fire and Rescue. Fire Chief Bill Sherbrock said the Darringtons were a family the department responded to a few times over the years, and they had always donated to the department's fundraisers in the past. The money will go toward paying off a new rescue truck the department recently purchased. In our funeral announcements, Norma Madsen, age 90 of Exira, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Norma Madsen will be today at 1 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Emmert Anderson, age 92 of Denison and formerly of the Audubon and Milford areas, died Friday in Denison. Funeral services for Emmert Anderson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Harbor of Joy Lutheran Church in Milford. The Fannebecker Funeral Home of Denison has arrangements. Deborah Ann Peterson, age 57 of Walnut, died Friday at her home. Celebration of life services for Deborah Ann Peterson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Barbara Bargo, age 64 of Dixon, Tennessee, died March the 8th in Nashville. Graveside services for Barbara Bargo will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Kimbleton. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Carla Ray Day, age 55 of Stewart, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Carla Day will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Penn Center Methodist Church of rural Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Evelyn Nelson, age 98 of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Evelyn Nelson will be Wednesday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Soren Peterson, age 74 of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A funeral mass for Soren Peterson will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Connie Sandhorst, age 56 of Marnie, died Friday. Funeral services for Connie Sandhorst will be at noon on Wednesday at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. In addition, a mass of Christian burial service will be held beginning at 3 p.m. Wednesday at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. And Mildred Billingsley, age 100 of the Bridgewater and Messina area, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Mildred Billingsley are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.